A lot of shuffles here tonight. Obviously, Cordy's green light is part of that. But Eric next to you was a little bit of a surprise for us anyway. Just your thoughts on some of the changes there that are going on.
Guys are doing a good job of stepping up, knowing what they're supposed to do, and providing a lot of competition. You know, we're constantly going to try and find the five best starters, and we're probably going to try a lot of different combinations. Just we got a lot of good players, some guys getting healthy, and providing some good competition.
You know the importance of finding that five and having the continuity, getting the reps before the game start count. When are you going to get – are you at a point now where you're like, let's get this thing set? I mean, how – where's our deadline here where we're
going? I'm not sure. You know, maybe after this game, maybe after the following. I'm not sure. That's not my call. I got a lot of confidence in whoever's lining up. And luckily, everyone seems to know what they're doing. So that's half the battle. You know, if they know what they're doing, know the technique, it's not that much of an adjustment. You know, a couple of days of practice should do the trick.
Eric at guard, I mean, he jumped in the locker room. We get a chance to talk to him. Do you know if he's played there before in his career? Or?
I know he's played there before. Not since he's been here, but he has had experience at guard in the past.
And then Urbick at center. I mean, I know he snaps with the quarterbacks at the start of practice, so it's not completely foreign to him, but was he in your ear at all a little bit extra today? Or?
No, Urbick knows what he's doing at center. He's been our backup at center, or one of the backups at center since he's got here. So he knows what he's doing, and from what I saw, he looked like he did a pretty good job today.
To get Cordy, Glenn even back over there for team reps today, what was that? What was that like to get him back?
It's a good sign. You know, Cordy's one of our best players, and getting him back on the field, you know, it's obviously going to help this football team.
Eric, what is the level of concern among the offensive line in regards to the red zone struggles?
We know as a group, as a unit, we all need to get better. We need to execute better, and we'll address it. You know, we're going to work hard at it, and I got a lot of confidence by Chicago, we'll be ready to roll.
How big of a point of emphasis might it be to get into the end zone for the first team this weekend, given it's probably the last time you'll see a significant amount of time on the field?
It was a big emphasis last week. You know, we fell short. We were upset at Carolina that we couldn't punch it in, and obviously upset last week. And it's just little things that are, you know, kind of chain reactions that affect why we're not getting in the end zone. And, you know, I have a lot of confidence that those will get fixed and it won't be an issue moving forward. But at this point, that's what we've put on film. So you can't really dodge it.
The bright side is you guys are moving the ball.
For sure. We're putting up yards, but we're not as good in the situations as we want to be. And we know that's where we got to get better. You know, a lot of yards doesn't necessarily do you everything. We got to be good in third downs, red zone, short yardage, you know, all the situations. And we'll continue to work on that.
In those situations in the preseason, how much do you guys hold back certain plays that are going to be your go-to plays in regular season?
You know, we're running the stuff we run, trying to execute it, and I can't really elaborate any further on that.